another term for you to learn, just like skibbity and sigma, although this one actually kind of makes sense, at least for what the word is. Smell maxing. This is a new trend that got popular on TikTok that involves layering fragrances to enhance confidence and your social appeal. Gen Z is trying to work on their aroma much more than the guys I went to high school with that just sprayed the Axe cologne on. Once I started reading about this, though, it got me thinking the last couple times I've been out, like at least at the mall walking around, like over at Citrus Plaza, walked by a teenager and it was like a cloud of cologne. Smell maxing. Emphasis on the maxing, but good for them for wanting to smell good. Me, on the other hand, I'm the type of person, I have my perfume, but I really only wear it on special occasions. Like, I never wear perfume to work. There are some people in the office who you can tell definitely put it on before they come in. Where do you land on the scale of perfume and cologne? Do you wear it every day? Do you have a bunch of different bottles? Or are you like me and it's only a special occasion thing? Give me a call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Are perfumes and cologne a generational thing? I'm starting to see a trend here. TikTok has started this smell maxing with Gen Z where they're actually layering perfumes and colognes to come up with their own scents. Then you have some of the boomers weighing in about still wearing White Shoulders. I remember my Nana used to always wear Windsong. And when I would say she would wear it, she would douse herself in it. 714 knows exactly what I'm talking about. She said she was out browsing an antique store and found an antique style bottle of perfume. She wanted to smell it, but she couldn't get it open. And when she finally did, it splashed all over her. She said for 3 months, that shirt smelled like white diamonds, 100%. I, on the other hand, am like a perfumes, a special occasion type of thing. Like a bottle is going to last me well over a year. Sean in Altaloma, do you wear cologne?
Not too often.
No, is it only like a special occasion thing?
Yeah. In high school, I got that Curves sample pack, and I just finished the last bottle a few months ago, and I've been out of high school for 15 years now. So young as I wear it.
Hey, kudos for you, though, not being one of those guys in high school wearing Axe, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Kids of the 90s, we were traumatized. I think that's why we're not into this smell maxing trend. Do you remember the Barbie doll that came with perfume? There we are, 7 years old, playing with the Barbie, and we have perfume on. I don't even wear perfume to work, but perfume definitely making a trend again, and cologne with this new smell maxing. Gen Zers are really working on finding that perfect aroma by layering different colognes and perfumes. Christy and Menifee, do you wear perfume?
I'm a body spray girl, so I love, it's called Love Spell from Victoria's Secret, and that's what I wear on usually special occasions, but every once in a while, if I feel bougie, I'll put it on during a regular day.
I remember I wore that back in high school. Do they still make that?
Yes. It's like they're, like, because I said, please don't get rid of this. She goes, oh, no, that's our best seller. She goes, we will probably never get rid of that.
Well, and I'm sure when you walk by certain people, like if I were to walk by you, I'd be like, whoa, that smell would immediately take me back to high school.
Yeah. Yes, the Old Spice is always come on. Old Spice.
Old Spice brings back old memories.
Oh my gosh.
Carrie in Fontana, do you wear perfume?
I do. I love my perfumes. I love my body sprays, my lotions. I'm a PE teacher, so I have to, you know, come smelling fresh every day.
Okay, PE teacher, what grade?
I do elementary PE grades 1st through 6th.
Oh, okay. Once you get towards that 6th grade, there's definitely some sense there. Do you have to talk to your kids about it?
Oh, I had to yesterday. It was really hot and muggy, and our 6th graders were the last period of the day. And when, as we were walking them back to class, we don't have gym, so we're outside all day. And walking them back, some of the kids that walked past me, I had to stop them and make a little announcement about some personal hygiene, and we can get some deodorant at the Dollar Tree, you know, if money's an issue. So, yeah, I had to do it yesterday. It was getting bad.
So 6th grade is about where they start to get a little funky.
Exactly, yes. Yep. Thankfully, we're outside.
Yeah. Air it out.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Kristen in Calamasa is on for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Kristen, here is your real headline. Customer set fire to a cafe because they ran out of mayo. Was he dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
I think he has to be on drugs.
He was just dumb. This guy definitely crashed out over a condiment. The incident happened at a cafe in Spain. The contentious customer had a meltdown when he was told the cafe had run out of mayo. The pyro patron went next door to the gas station, came back with a gas can and poured it all over the bar and then set it on fire. Luckily, the flames were extinguished quickly and no one was hurt. Sounds like this guy really lost his cool whip. Anthony's still out sick today, hoping he gets feeling better soon. But I do have a little bit of company this morning. It's my son, Carter, for another round of Carter's Questions.
It's time for Carter's Question of the Day.
Hey, guys. It's Carter for Carter's Question. What TV show are you stuck on right now? I'm on Young Sheldon.
Yeah, why are you binging that right now?
Because I keep seeing, like, edits, and the edits are cool, silly, funny.
No, for anybody who's really binging a show, the question is, are you Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah?
Bazinga!
I don't even know what Bazinga means, but I am still shook from yesterday's episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty. Thankfully, Amazon Prime doesn't let you binge that show, but I am so stuck on that one. For Carter's question, what is a show that you are just completely captivated by? Maybe it'll give me something to watch while I count down to next Wednesday to see what the heck is going on with Belly. Give me a call at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. On a Throwback Thursday here on K-Frog. Throwing it back, do you remember waiting for TGI Friday on TV so you could watch Family Matters and Step by Step? For Carter's question, he wants to know, what is the TV show that you are just stuck on right now? 909 says, you must watch Shrinking on Apple TV. My husband and I binged the entire thing. We love it. Harrison Ford's in it. He's amazing. Also, a close runner-up, Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is one I just could never get into. I tried 3 different times. 909 says, check out Ballard on Prime Video. And then another text message here. They fill me. Why am I so invested in this incestual love triangle of Belly and the Fisher Boys? 909 says, Team Conrad all the time. The Summer I Turned Pretty. If you're not watching that, you are missing out. Stephanie and Lake Elsinore, what's a TV show that you are just stuck on right now?
I always like to watch reruns of Castle.
Ooh, is that an old one?
It's an old one, yeah, but that's what I watch a lot of.
But still stands up, still a good one to watch.
It is.
And sometimes it's those old shows that you get back into and you forget how great they were. Home Improvement, another great show. What is a TV show that you are just stuck on? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. We're in between baseball season, so there's a little bit of downtime, and Carter has filled that downtime with watching episodes of Young Sheldon. So that plays into today's Carter's question.
What TV show are you stuck on right now?
I literally told the kids yesterday when we got home from school, leave mommy alone. I need 45 minutes because a new episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty came out and I cannot be interrupted. I am so invested in that show. 951 says, best go-to shows. Everybody loves Raymond and King of Queens. King of Queens is a classic. 100% agree with you. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kelly. It's Sarah from Temecula.
Hey, what is the TV show that you are stuck on right now?
I'm waiting back for The Voice. It hasn't started yet.
That's another one I used to watch and just can't watch it anymore. Who's your favorite coach on The Voice?
I loved Reba. Reba and what's his name? Bublé. Michael Bublé. Can my daughter say hi to you real quick?
Of course.
Hi.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Good.
What's a TV show that you're watching on TV?
She likes The Ninja Kids. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Is that like a Disney one or what channel is that on?
They're like a YouTube family, but they've gotten big now where they have like their own shows and they travel around and do tours.
It's crazy to me how YouTube has become TV for the younger generation. To the 951 Texian, is the high-low jackpot over? It is. Our summer of cash has come to an end. Yesterday, the last jackpot was won, but there is still more winning on the way. You're at work perk with low cash tickets coming up at 9:30. I'll be the first to tell you that my husband is not funny and proving it now with your dad joke. Anthony's still out sick, so my husband Art filling in with not a rad dad joke, a very bad dad joke. What do you have today, Art?
What do you call a sleeping dinosaur? A dinosnore.
These jokes are about to make me snore. If you want to read them back or share them, you can. It's up now on K-Frog's Instagram and Facebook. lying, because it seems like a whole lot of people are. You know the big news this week, Taylor and Travis getting engaged. Don't change the channel, because I know you're going to go, I don't care. Well, you're in the majority. 72% of people say that they don't care about Travis and Taylor getting engaged. Okay, that's fair enough. But here's what I want to know. If that many people don't care, how is the picture breaking the internet? The engagement post was reposted over a million times and currently sits with 33 million likes on it. And the comment section is everything from people crying and planning wedding parties for Taylor and Travis's wedding to the standard, I don't care. But it's the comments in between that I really like. As toxic as the internet can be, there is some creativity in there. Like Schoolin 42, who said, this is a terrible day for every guy with a serious girlfriend in their late 20s. Oh yeah, she's gonna want a ring now too. Love on the Brain says, Taylor needs to hide one golden ring inside her showgirl vinyl. It'll be like the Willy Wonka ticket to her wedding. How amazing would that be? Emma Chappell said, unmarried ladies in our 30s, we just lost our strongest soldier. And my all-time favorite, Schmashley, not your girl, said, I can't wait to see Travis playing with Swift on the back of his jersey. Two more work days until the big three-day weekend is here. If you're going out of town, are you going to be posting pictures? Experts always say, if you're out of town, you shouldn't post pictures because then the bad guys know that you're not home. I don't know if social media is just so ingrained in my DNA. I can't help but post pictures or stories on my Instagram of what we're doing when we're out of town. I am so guilty of this. My brother has yelled at me about it before when we're out at the river and he's like, why are you posting? People are going to know you're not home. Well, for me, it's a little different. People know I'm not home if I'm not talking on the radio. But I guess there are the Marvin Harrys of the world that will prey on your house when it's home alone. Am I the only nitwit that does this? When you go on vacation, do you wait to post your pictures until you're back home so people don't know that you've been gone? Or are you like me in the moment and you post in real time? Give me a call, send me a text at 888-431-3764. And just for the record, no, Anthony did not start his holiday weekend early. He's still under the weather, so we're hoping he is coming back real soon. Do it for the gram. Take those pictures and post them. But if you're going on vacation, are you posting your pictures in real time? Experts always warn that that's a bad idea when you're away from your house to let people on social media know that you're not home. Potential burglars could be seeing this and your home now becomes a target. Yes, I've heard this and I still continue to post anytime I'm out and on vacation. 909 says, I have a close friends list on Instagram. I will only post my vacation pictures there and then I'll post all of them on Facebook once I get home. Okay, that's like a happy compromise. Ashley in Beaumont, do you post pictures while you're out on vacation?
No, I don't, but not necessarily because people will know I'm not home just because I'm a little older and I'm not quite into it as much as other people are. But I was thinking it would be beneficial if you posted pictures of the brand new Doberman Pinscher you just got and have them barking at the front door, or even the pair of Doberman Pinschers you just got.
That's pretty genius. Big shout out to my dog sitter while I'm gone.
Right before you leave. Thanks for taking care of these dogs, and then show them like viciously crowing at the front door.
Two more sleeps until vacay. I saw that post last night on Facebook. I don't know if that's quite as bad as actually posting the pictures when you're on vacation, telling everybody, hey, my house is empty. But experts always warn if you're going on vacation, you should not post while you're gone. It's an easy way for bad guys to prey on you. I've heard this, and yet I am still guilty of doing it. 951 said, Kelly, this is home safety 101. Don't tell the whole world that your home is empty and they can come take whatever they want with little to no resistance. I get it. I never said it was a smart thing, but I do have my dogs at home, so there will be some resistance. There's a good chance you'll trip over my chocolate lab and then he'll just lick you to death. And while my little Roddy looks scary, she just wants to get pet. Andrew in Yucaipa, do you post pictures while you're out on vacation?
I don't. My wife does, though.
Does it ever worry you that somebody's going to go break into your house because now they know that you're not home?
That has crossed my mind.
Well, for the record, I am not going out of town this weekend, regardless of what my Instagram says. Just trying to cover my tracks.